Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've offered a cop to flash my tits.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'll show you my tits if you let me go.
What do you say?
No.
What if he's like, hi, I'm a fuckboy. I'm interested in being a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And would you be like, oh, no, thank you? Or like, oh, yeah, I could use a little bit of fuckboy for a month.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Welcome back to another episode of First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. My guest today is a very funny actor, comedian, and podcaster. You can see him on the upcoming Prime Video series Fallout. And he is also performing a one-man show calling, I'm going to try not to ruin this, it's a mouthful, Minnesota Reggae Colostomy Bag. Did I say that right?
You said it right.
Okay.
I mean, right enough.
Colostomy bag. In Chicago, February 14th through the 17th.
Right.
Johnny Pemberton.
Hi. Hi. How's it going in there? Great to see everybody.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Great to be here.
A menu of questions here.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay.
This is an energy drink. You just can't tell.
This is an energy drink and you can tell.
That is true.
Right. I mean, it looks like it.
It could have been Coca-Cola.
That's an energy drink?
Coca-Cola? Yeah, I guess. I feel caffeinated.
Like it's the original.
But is it more just sugar? Do you think you get a bigger crash from coffee or Coca-Cola?
Definitely coffee.
You think?
I don't think. I know.
No way.
Yes, for me, coffee, that's why I'm having it later in the day, because if I have it in the morning, I would be like, just, ugh. I feel like
really?
Shit. Yeah. Coffee's bad. Start with tea.
No way.
I start with tea every day. Swear to God, if you do it, it'll change you around.
Huh.
For real. We've talked about this before. I'm a teaman.
Okay. Johnny, it's so great to have you on here. I have a couple of questions for you.
I'm ready.
Okay. We're going to start with the appetizer questions.
Got it.
What is a colostomy bag?
Okay, so how long is this podcast? What is a colostomy bag? First, I love that you don't know. And this is what I say in the show I do. I'm very serious about this. If you don't know what it is, that's so great. Like, that means you've been doing everything right in your life. The fact you don't know what a colostomy bag is, it's like, that's like not knowing what the word, I mean, words I shouldn't say mean. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's such like a point of medical innocence. It's like, I envy your position to not know what that means.
Are you going to tell me what it is?
I'll tell you what it means. Okay. So when you have, how do I explain this the best? Essentially, it's a temporary or some, in a lot of cases, not temporary device that collects your fecal matter that comes out of a port in your abdomen called a stoma because your bowels have had surgery or they are being rerouted because they are diseased or something like that. Essentially, it's like an external collection bag for fecal matter.
So like a toilet.
No, a toilet's where you put the shit into and flush it. It's like plastic bag that is attached to your abdomen.
So it goes inside of you.
No, it's okay. So, I mean, it really is hard to explain.
Well, you're doing a one-man show with the word in your
yes, and
title.
And I have graphics and I have all this,
oh,
I have
no.
all this time and stuff. So, okay, you know how, okay, your digestive system goes from your mouth to your esophagus to your stomach.
Got that.
And your stomach goes into your small intestine. Uh-huh. Small intestine's give or take about 20 feet long, uh-huh. depending on the person. And then after that, it goes into the large intestine, also known as the colon.
Uh-huh.
Then from there, it goes out to your rectum and then to your anus, and then you poop it out.
Uh-huh.
So what a colostomy bag is they interrupt that flow because for whatever reason you have like an illness or they have some sort of an accident, like maybe you've been shot in a drive-by and your colon's been perforated and you have to have it removed. A lot of gangbangers have colostomy bags for real. It's like every gangbanger knows what a colostomy bag is because they've got a guy who's like, yeah, he's in a wheelchair and he's got a colostomy bag and it sucks. So how it works is you reroute the small intestine to an external port on the front of the abdomen, and that lets the, because you can't have feces passing through an area that's.
Have you had one of these?
I did have one for about 2.5 months. Yeah.
And is your stand up a lot about that?
No, this show's about that.
Okay. Well,
obviously it's not like all about it because it's like a thing where it's not super fun to talk about, but it is also extremely funny because it's, you know, it's shit. It's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's funny. It's good to make it funny because it's a thing that it's not pitiful or sad or anything. It's cool and funny and interesting. I think people need to own medical problems and not make it like a thing where, it's so sad. I'm so sick. It's like, fuck you. I beat this thing. I'm 10 times more powerful because of it. And I think having a colostomy bag is something where it's like, I'm glad
it's
I don't have it anymore. Yeah, it's a trophy.
It's like a scar. You can be proud of
it. It's like a scar.
Oh, okay.
I have a scar from where the colostomy bag was.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally, yes.
What is the longest you've ever been single?
I mean, starting from birth?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't assume that you were...
But what, I mean, honestly, though, when does it start?
Let's say like, from high school on.
Oh, I guess I probably like all of high school.
You were single?
I don't know. It depends. You have to ask the person who was probably wanted me to not to be single. And I was like, no, I don't want to.
A girl that thought she was in a relationship with you?
Sort of. I think I kind of made it pushed away sort of thing. Didn't want to be exclusive.
So would you say that you've been in relationships like back to back your whole life?
Not back to back, but I think my first serious girlfriend was in college. So that I was like 19, maybe. No, probably 19, 20.
And then you were in a relationship since then?
Yeah, sort of, yes. I think the longest I've been single as an adult is probably like a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important for people to be single in their adult life for an extended amount of time?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You think it helps knowing yourself more before you date someone else?
Yeah, you got to do you. Yeah. You got to figure out who you are before you figure out who someone else is, right?
Ugh, I hate doing me.
You do?
I'd rather do other people. Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of people I think could help you with that.
Oh, yeah. No, I avoid them. What was your senior yearbook quote?
Oh, my God. I think it was something really dumb. They misspelled it, too. I remember this. I can actually remember. I think it was, God, all I remember is that one time we did that one thing, O and the pie. And they totally misspelled it. It was supposed to be like a dumb joke. Like I was making fun of other yearbook quotes and I totally butchered it. And I'm looking at it like they misspelled it and they have like a typo in there, which is, it's all, you have one job. Just, yeah. That was my senior yearbook quote. That's so dumb. God, thanks for making me remember. I don't want to remember that.
No.
High school was bad. I hated high school.
Really?
Definitely, yeah.
We're going to get into some main course questions now. You're married now, right?
I'm married, yes.
So whenever you... were dating.
Right.
What were you looking for in a relationship? Did you know that you wanted something serious or?
I feel like for a while I was looking for not a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know, like dating, just dating
like
people.
Like you were trying to be like a fuck boy.
Oh, is that what that means?
Well, I mean, I think so.
I don't
think
so. That's like a pretty heavy, you almost called me that.
No.
You almost did.
Well, you almost called yourself that.
No, I didn't, because why would I call myself that?
It's not necessarily a bad thing if you're not looking for anything serious and you just know that you're looking to fuck around.
I think we have different meanings of what that means.
What do you think it means?
I think it means like a little bitch, basically.
Annie, is that what it means?
I mean, there's different terms for it, but no, the one you're thinking of is, yeah, just a guy that wants to fuck.
Yeah, I think of a fuckboy, and I'm just like, oh, like if I went on a date with someone and all he really wanted to do was hook up, and then from that point forward, all he really wanted to do was hook up, and he didn't really want to like be exclusive or serious, that's a fuckboy.
Yeah, what if he discussed it? What if he's like, hi, I'm a fuckboy. I'm interested in being a fuckboy.
Yeah.
And would you be like, oh, no, thank you? Or like, oh, yeah, I could use a little bit of fuckboy for a month, and then I will discard the fuckboy. And fuckboy would be like, oh, you know, I fucked a boy.
No, they don't fuck boys always. I mean, unless they're gay.
Right.
But I'm talking about.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's.
I was speaking from your perspective. Okay? That was a character.
I don't think I've ever just been looking to hook up.
Right. I think most people aren't, except for like 16-year-old boys kind of thing.
I don't know. There's something.
Think so?
I think guys, as they get older, I think girls are more likely to be looking for something serious.
That's true. That's very true. I don't know. I guess the answer to that is like probably, I don't know. The question was, what was I?
What were you looking for whenever you were dating?
Approval. Approval. Someone who like, I don't know. I don't think I can even remember. Probably just someone who I thought was attractive and interesting and I enjoyed talking with them. That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Is someone's voice and how they speak, that's so important. I think it's like the most underrated aspect of attraction.
I agree.
Is voice and the way someone talks,
That's kind of a sensory thing too, right?
Totally. I think it's also, it's like underpins everything about the person. Like how someone speaks and the sound of the literal tone of their voice, I think is indicative of like, the best example I had was when I was living in Minneapolis for a little bit before I moved to LA. I was single and I was out at some bar super late where everyone was drinking a ton. I kept making eyes with this girl across the bar. I was like, thought she was so hot and everything like that. And, you know, we kept like seeing each other and the bar closed. Everyone funnels out on the street and I start talking to her. And I hear her voice, and for like the past 2 hours, I was like, oh my God, she's so cute, so hot. And the second I heard her speak, I was like, ooh,
really?
No, I'm out, like instantaneously, no more.
Is it because that just triggered something in your head and you were like, I could not listen to that?
I think it's...
For the rest of my life?
It was like a fundamental, you know how some people don't like the taste of cilantro?
Yeah.
I feel like it was like that. It was like, ooh, this tastes like soap to me when it's everyone else is like, this is great. But I love cilantro.
So it doesn't even matter how hot a girl is if her voice.
Oh, absolutely.
Interesting.
For real. It's like a thing where, I don't know. I think it's like a window to the soul, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like that with like, I think smell.
Yeah, smell. But smell is also, that's like so deep. Smell is like.
And I mean like your, because you know.
No, your actual pheromones and stuff. Yeah,
when you can smell someone's neck, like if you kiss someone on the neck and you smell their skin.
Mm-hmm.
If they smell bad. If there's just,
ugh.
That's like a hard no for me.
Have you seen that show, what's it called, Blind Dating? And the one where they're in the opposite rooms, they can hear each other, but they can't see each other.
Uh-huh. I'm so sad to say I've seen that.
I've watched too much of it too, but I feel like the problem with that show is, they need to have a little like vent that blows the scent back and forth.
Ugh.
But that's, what do you mean?
For some reason, I feel like that would be way worse than good.
Really? But what if someone's like, oh, they smell good. And you hear their voice, it sounds good.
I'd be that little like bitch in the corner with a bottle of perfume just spraying it.
Yeah, but that's not authentically you. They wouldn't be smelling you. They'd be smelling like, is that Dracar? Or is that like a...
What?
That's the first cologne I could think of is Dracar. What should I say?
Creed?
What is
like,
that?
What?
Is that a cologne, Creed?
In high school it was.
I don't remember that. How about Cool Water? Remember Cool Water?
No. I know Aqua to Joe. Like 99% of men wear that.
Yuck. It smells like a fucking Uber. Nasty.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. Tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you still talk to any of your exes?
No. Yeah.
Do you know the names of everyone you've ever slept with?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm pretty boring.
No.
No, I realized that more recently I realized like, oh, I'm not very crazy at all. Like in terms of like, oh, I totally blacked out and had no idea. I can't even black out. I blacked out like once. I just can't black out.
Do you try?
I've tried many times, yeah.
And do you just get drunk?
I just get really drunk and I stay coherent for some reason. Like people will be, think like, dude, are you drinking? I'm like, I'm wasted. I'm not blacked out. Unfortunate problem.
Have you ever gotten a girl's name tattooed on you?
God, no.
What if your wife,
right?
It was her birthday and she was like, for my birthday, I want you to tattoo my name on you. Would you do it?
I think that we wouldn't have gotten married if that was something that she would want. That's definitely not a thing that she would ask for.
Would she ever ask you to go get a pedicure with her?
Probably not. No. Is that like a thing? I don't want to do that.
I mean, when I go get pedicures, I see guys in there with their girlfriends getting a pedicure.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't like people touching your feet?
I feel like some spaces are I'm kind of old fashioned, you know, I'm at the barbershop and some guy has his girlfriend there. It's like, get her out of here. Come on.
Yeah, no, I get
just
it.
You don't need to be here.
I don't think that guys belong in nail salons with women.
Agree.
Because that's where we talk shit about you.
Yeah, there's got to be some spaces where it's just kind of implied where people can be. Yeah, without saying.
I agree.
But I, you know.
Unless you want to go sit in a chair far, far away. Or just don't be with me. Like, I wouldn't invite. Yeah. I don't care if a guy's in a salon getting a pedicure, I guess.
Right.
But I wouldn't invite someone there, like, on a date.
They should have, like, a basement or, like, a back room or, like, in the alleyway or something like that. Just get the men out of there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the men's bathroom. Have you been in a men's bathroom?
Yeah.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
They're so gross.
They smell like pee.
They're fucking disgusting. I really think there should be two bathrooms. There shouldn't be men and women. It should be nice bathroom and terrible bathroom. And the men would just use the terrible bathroom most of the time. Every once in a while, the men go in the nice bathroom because it's like, I'm going to be nice for a little bit. Maybe I'm going to take a shit or something like that. And that's how it should be. And the women always use the nice bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, you know, the men have this hole in the ground they just piss in. And that's what it should be, I think.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah, I know. But I think it would work. I think it would work great. It definitely would work out great, I think. Like self-policing sort of thing.
I think that's a horrible idea.
We'll have to try it out.
Or not. Do you think that a virgin would be a turn off or a turn on in bed?
Oh, definitely for me now, a turn off.
Because you like someone with experience.
Yeah, also it's like, what am I doing? You know, like... I think that's...
Well, you're also married.
Right.
I mean, if you were single and dating. Was like, psst, I'm a virgin.
I don't know. Unless she had... I feel like it's like drinking, where if you don't drink, it's either because you were an alcoholic or because... I feel like someone who's never drank before, it's kind of weird. Like, you've never touched it at all.
Yeah.
Unless you have like a special... Like, I grew up Mormon, or I have some sort of weird religious thing. I grew up, I never did it. Or if you're a virgin at a certain age, I think that's sort of like, you got to have
a red flag.
It's a red flag. Yeah, you got to have some sort of reasoning behind it why that's the case. Otherwise, it feels like what's going on here?
Yeah.
Also, so much pressure for me, too.
I did my very first guy I ever like really dated seriously. Mm-hmm. I was with him for like 3 years, and it was very off and on. But I never had sex with him.
3 years?
For 3 years.
But this was like in high school, right?
It was in high school.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then I ended up losing my virginity to him at the very end of the 3 years when I was totally over him.
Oh, was that because you're over him?
I only had sex with him because I knew that I wouldn't care.
Oh, okay. So it's like, you got to get this experience out of the way.
Yeah. Because I knew him.
Yeah.
So I felt safe and comfortable to like have sex. And then I was like, oh, that's like.
Were you disappointed?
Well, luckily I was at Disneyland.
What does that mean?
I had sex at Disneyland.
Like in the park?
Yeah.
Where?
On the Pirates of the Caribbean ride.
No, you
didn't. It's a long story. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. I'm
so banned. You're the reason. Oh my God. What year was this?
I don't remember what year it was.
I think you may have ruined that ride for a lot of people.
I was like 18 or 19. Ruined it?
I think they changed the rules on that ride.
I actually made that ride very popular.
How did you have sex on Pirates? Because I've been on Pirates many times.
Yeah. You know, there's boats. So yeah. You sit on the
bench. Were you in the back row?
I had a boat all to myself.
It was just you two. So it was very...
It was at night, yeah.
Yeah, this is a while ago because Disneyland now is so packed. You could never...
Yeah. It was definitely... I was 18.
Was he 19. A pirate?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Was he a pirate?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
He was just a douchebag.
Pirates are not... Pirates are hot, though.
Do you think that if a girl...
Moving on.
Doesn't...
Moving on.
Do you think pirates are hot?
Hell yeah.
Like girls, pirates?
Absolutely.
Mm. Maybe not quite like that.
That was a weird R.
I'm not a pirate.
I get it. Yeah, you're not a pirate. Yeah.
I just fuck on the ride.
That'd be a good t-shirt. I'm not a pirate. I just fuck on the ride.
That would be a great t-shirt.
Pirates of my vagina being.
Josh, write that down. So... do you think that in dating, if a girl doesn't have social media, is that a red flag or a green flag?
Green flag.
If she doesn't have social media?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because it's social media is trash. It's like the worst thing that's ever been invented by humanity.
Do you have social media?
Yeah, I hate it. I feel like it's like taking out the trash or something like that. I hate that I have to use it.
Really?
Absolutely. I think it is going to be... No joke, it is a piece of the downfall of modern humanity.
Oh.
In a way that we don't even see it coming. It's going to be like...
It belongs right in the colostomy bag.
I think a colostomy bag has a higher moral integrity than social media, all of it put together. For real, I think social media is like just, it's bad. Bad news.
So then I guess if she's too active on social media... That's a red flag.
Yeah, definitely. Because I think that social media makes us think about ourselves so much and not others. And it's it makes us look at ourselves in a way that's inherently unfair. And it's inherently, we compare to others in a way that's not, it's like literally and figuratively unfair in all ways. And we've never had this before in all of humanity. We've never had something like this that's existed before. So I think it's something that's like, yeah, I think it's bad. I think a lot of people who have trouble dating, it's because of social media, because there's like this weird way we see the world now that causes people to have unrealistic expectations about others.
Hmm.
And I think if you're away from that, obviously you still have to deal with all kinds of other bad things in the world. But I think that specifically is something where at some point I will not use it. Yeah, if I can.
Okay. Well, I think you can combat that with just feeling like you're better than everybody else.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to feel like other people are better than you all the time.
That's true. You're right. Yeah. I just think I'm okay.
You need to get a little more narcissistic with yourself. Come on.
Okay. I'm the fucking shit.
Yeah. And all the other people that look like they're having a great time have absolutely no idea what a great time is because you're having the ultimate best. See, I swear to God, this is how you have to handle social media so that it doesn't fuck with you. You fuck with it.
I think it's also like, it's also like a thing where I'm happy to, you have to use it, but you can't let it use you.
See, now you're thinking like a rock star.
Thinking like a rock star.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have to be the beast.
Yeah, I have to, it's like a credit card. If you use a credit card to your advantage, it doesn't fuck you over. But if you're like, oh, I'm just going to buy a bunch of stuff and forget about it, the credit card fucks you. That's how I feel like social media is basically, well, also, it's like a credit card. Yeah, play a credit card.
Okay. How would you feel if a girl made more money than you in like a relationship?
Be great.
Be awesome.
Be great. Yeah, be fine. I could relax.
Yeah?
I could fucking relax a little bit, finally. Yeah.
What if she made that money on OnlyFans?
Oh, I don't think we'd be in a relationship.
No?
No.
Red flag?
Yeah.
Do you think...
I mean, that's like the red flag, I feel like.
If a girl has an OnlyFans?
Yeah. I think that's not really what I'm looking for. I don't think that would be...
So you like the like good girl?
I guess so. Yeah. If that's good, I feel like not having an OnlyFans, that's not that good. That's like just being kind of normal. You know?
It's weird though, because in today's day and age,
right,
like everybody has an OnlyFans.
I don't have one.
Well, you're barely on social media.
I'm on social media a lot.
Okay, you're twisting and turning these stories
all
around.
I'm telling you that I'm on it, but I don't like that I have to use it, because I feel like it's like a thing where I use it, I post stuff, but the people who make social media also design slot machines. They know how to hijack your dopamine. It's true. It's 100% true. They hijack your dopamine system. They show you some little thing like, oh, what's that? You click on it, you look at it, like, next thing you know, you're looking at like fucking boats docking and like, oh, what? This painting from the 18th century.
Yeah.
It's all these weird things that just like go into your brain. And next thing you know, it's been 20 minutes.
Well, what if you could save a hoe?
What do you mean save a hoe?
Like, what if you found a girl that was like that hot girl?
Right.
At the bar.
Like Pretty Woman kind of thing?
And yeah. And then her voice. And the way she sounded was just like heavenly.
But she's OnlyFans.
But she's got an OnlyFans.
There's always an exception.
Would you take it on and try to...
Save a hoe?
You save a hoe.
I would save a hoe. I'd try to save a hoe.
I think you should try to save a hoe. I think hoes need saving.
Yeah. Hoes definitely need saving because they're hoes.
Do you like girls who are loud in bed?
Yeah, I think everybody does. I don't know. I feel like kind of depends, I suppose. Yeah, I guess I do. I don't know. I think I do.
You think you do?
I think I do.
I mean, it's better than them being silent.
Yeah, I think anything's better than, because silence is weird. It's like...
Yeah, you need to know weird. You're doing a good job.
Unless you're like in the... it's like the Blitz, right? And we're in London, we're hiding in the subway tunnels, and you got to be quiet. That's different.
Yeah.
But that's kind of hot, you know.
What's the craziest place you've ever, and now I want to know, like, have you ever had sex in public?
No, I think it's illegal. Like, it really is, isn't it? You can't just, like, fuck on the street.
Yeah,
like,
it's public
indecency.
Oh, people
are fucking there. We have to, you can't do that. I think I've never had sex in public. I think, what's the weirdest place I've ever had sex? I had sex in a car, in a parking lot.
Okay.
And people were, you know.
Around?
Enough to be where it's like, let's just fucking do this. Let's get it done. Gotta be quick about this because it's not gonna last. Someone's gonna be like, I'm fucking in the car. Oh, against the law over there, against the law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of being arrested?
Yeah. What, you're not afraid of being arrested?
I think it would help me.
Help you how?
Well, I would just love that post on social media.
Wow. Oh, you don't want to do that.
No?
Just fake getting arrested.
I mean, I wouldn't do anything like terrible.
No. Once you're in the system, oof.
Like, I would love to get arrested for going streaking.
Yeah. But you getting arrested is different.
What? How?
What do you mean?
I would be naked.
Yeah, but the cops who are arresting you for streaking, but all right, sweetheart, let's put some clothes on. You know, I like what you're doing, everything here, but we can't have that, okay? You know, they just be all nice to you and stuff. You're like, I don't want to arrest
true.
You.
I've never gotten out of a speeding ticket. Every time I've ever gotten pulled over, and trust me, I'm like.
Yeah.
And they're always like, oh, this bitch thinks she's going to get out of a ticket because she has big tits.
Have you tried not trying? You know what I mean? Like sort of like, what about crying? Have you tried crying?
Oh, yeah. I can't help but cry.
Damn.
Like I cry and I show my boobs and I offer.
No, you don't. Have you?
What?
You just said it. I offer. No.
I've offered a cop to flash my tits.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, I'll show you my tits if you let me go.
What do you say?
No. And then he wrote me up for also public indecency.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. And I was like, can you just arrest me so I can post this on social media?
You didn't do it yet.
I know. I offered. But I guess that's also like something you can get written up for.
Damn. So you have been arrested?
No. I've gotten tickets from speeding.
Okay.
I haven't gotten arrested yet. But I'm
You
not-
can get arrested. If you want to get arrested, you can get arrested.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a surefire way.
Okay.
Next time you see a cop, grab his gun.
No, I don't want to die.
You won't die?
Yes, you will. They shoot people.
If you were naked and you grabbed a cop's gun, he'd be like, what the fuck
no,
is this?
No, he would not.
I think so. He'd be like, oh my God, she's fucking naked. Okay, can we get a blanket in here?
Uh-uh.
And you put the, you just grab the gun and you laugh and you drop it. You go,
and then it would go off and shoot me.
Well, that would be
horrible.
Crazy. It would be bad to get shot.
Yeah.
I think you wouldn't get shot. I think that would not happen. That's pretty, the odds of that happening
are high.
I'm going to get you arrested. We're going to find a good way to get you arrested. A good, safe, chill. What about protesting?
If I'm going to get arrested, it's going to be because I'm naked in public and people are pissed off. And I'm going to be like, there you go.
I think you can do both. You could be a protest.
There's so many protesters. Protesters. There's protesting is fine. There are so many people out there that want to protest.
I'm not super into it either. I'm not a big fan of it, but I still feel like if you want to get that shot, get that mug shot, you're going to have to, you know, take the medicine.
I think I'll just go streaking.
Okay.
I feel like that's going to be it someday.
You want to get cuffed. Is that what you mean?
No, I actually, well, yeah. Yeah, I think that's, you know what? What a realization. I would love to get arrested, get cuffed, get put in the car.
Get booked, get printed.
And then them go,
yeah.
All right, that's enough. This is you can go. And then not actually have to spend time in the cell. Like, I don't want to do the time. I want to do the crime without doing the time.
There's an old saying. It says, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
See, that's why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
It's been a really good conversation. I appreciate you enlightening me in that.
We'll figure out a way.
Well, I guess I'm going to ask you my dessert question.
Great. I'm ready.
What is the sweetest thing you've ever done for a significant other?
Sweetest thing I've ever done. Sweetest thing I've ever done.
You seem romantic.
Oh, I can be. I can be romantic. I think the sweetest thing I've ever done is I planned an entire trip without her knowing about it at all.
Oh, was that hard to do?
It was hard.
I bet. Did you have to at least make sure she was available for this trip?
Yeah, which wasn't hard. I planned the whole trip and I made sure like our dog was like had a sitter, like her parents knew to like take the all this stuff. I kind of just arranged everything and surprised her in a way that was like really cool. And I guess that's pretty sweet.
Well, that's super sweet. Where did you go?
Went to Disneyland.
Shut the front
yes,
door.
Yes, for real. Disneyland.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You really went to, that was your trip?
Yes. But I think it was a special one. I think it was when they opened the Star Wars land or I can't remember exactly what it was.
The other side of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was totally, that might've been the surprise.
What year was this? I wonder if we were there at the same time.
Probably when it first opened because it was like one of the first times they ever opened.
Was it like 15 years ago?
No, because Star Wars Land just opened kind of recently.
Oh, well, I'm just trying to see if you were there when I was having sex.
I was definitely not there when you were having sex. I think I would have been like, this one I'm having sex on this ride here. Arrest her.
Yes!
Exactly.
See, I did get taken to Disneyland jail, but it was like in furry cuffs, so it didn't count.
They weren't actually furry cuffs, were they?
They were furry cuffs.
Are you serious?
Of course.
Like
furry cuffs.
Kinky cuffs.
Like kinky cuffs.
They put you in cuffs
and
fur on them.
Yep.
I don't believe this.
That's okay. Go to Disneyland, have sex, get arrested, and see those furry cuffs for yourself.
Then I get kicked out. I can never go back.
Well, you can change your last name. That's what I did.
Did you really? Like legally?
I got married.
Oh.
After that.
So how about now? You're not married
else.
Anymore.
No.
So you can't go back.
Well, I did switch my name back, but I think I look different.
Also, I think there's like a statute of limitations there.
Yeah, I don't think
I don't
they
think
would
it's
really
a lifetime
care.
Ban.
And how cool would it be if that's how I got really arrested?
was going to Disneyland.
If I went and they're like, you're banned, you're not allowed to be here. And then I just took off all my clothes and ran straight through the security line and I got actually arrested.
This is how you do it.
This has been so helpful.
Thank you.
It's been lovely having you on my show.
It's been lovely talking about crime.
If it ever happens and I ever get arrested, I'll send you the mugshot first.
Okay. Great. Okay. I appreciate it.
Well, where can people find you?
On social media. That my name. At Johnny Pemberton. You can find it.
You got to sound more enthusiastic about social media. You have to start owning it and not let it own you.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Ask me again.
Where can people find you?
At johnnypemberton.com. No, it's actually at johnnypemberton.dog. For real.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at Johnny Pemberton on social, but the website is johnnypemberton.dog. Come to my shows.
Go to his shows. And listen to the Minnesota Reggae Colostomy.
That's the show. That's the live show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was trying to help.
You did.
By saying it wrong,
I had to clarify so it works out better.
This was really fun.
It was super fun.
Thank you.
Good luck.
We'll see you guys later.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date.